Hudson of the International Secret Police. Octopus kidnaps Barney and places him in the Dungeon of Darkness until he can use the thought recording machine on him and, by means of it, learn the code key of the secret police. Meanwhile, Chief Tipo is anxious to notify the Tibetan officials of Barney's disappearance, but Speed and Clint, knowing that Barney's life will be worth nothing if a search is ordered, decide to attempt to rescue their pal by more subtle methods. We find them preparing for their call on Paul Meunier. In reality, the octopus.
Are you sure you don't want me to put on some kind of disguise, Clint?
No, Speed. There's no need of it. The octopus knows how you really look by this time. I'm the only one he's not sure of.
I see you're using the same makeup you used for Monsieur Dorsey.
Mm-hmm. It's very simple, and still is completely unlike my real appearance. Now then, if you just hand me that bit of crepe hair, I'll put on my mustache. Then I'll be all ready to leave.
Here you are. Even Chief Cheapo has never seen you as you really look, has he?
Yeah, but we've been lucky so far. It'll be a relief when this job's finished. I'd give my face a rest again.
Sure hope we can finish it the way we want. Looks kind of bad now with Barney gone.
Oh, we'll have him back in no time, Speed.
Well, I'd feel a lot better if we could take a lot of Tipo's men and search the whole place until we find Barney.
Ah, the rashness of you, fella. After all, we're not absolutely sure that Barney is in that castle on the cliff.
Why, we're sure as anything.
Until we actually see Barney, we'll have to watch our steps, Speed. Now, promise me one thing. Let me do the talking. Most of it, at least.
Yes, sir.
And call Chief Tipo now, will you? We can start for the pass of the Iron Dagger right away if he's ready.
Swell. Boy, I can hardly wait until I see Barney again.
Doggone it, anyhow. If there's going to be anything happen, it always happens to me. Why couldn't Clint be kidnapped by the octopus instead of me once in a while? Let me out of here, you big devil feet! That's funny. Why am I getting sleepy all of a sudden? Sure don't want to get sleepy in the spot I'm in. Hey, I smell something funny. They're gassing me. Gonna put me to sleep. I won't give in. You can't do that to me. I won't sleep.
I won't sleep, I tell you. Doggone it. I won't sleep. I won't give in. Won't sleep. You can't do this to me. No, sir.
The papers of sleep have conquered Dunlap, Master.
So soon? Good. Have him brought here to the laboratory immediately.
Yes, Master.
What is it you wish, O Master?
Bring the one who sleeps from the Dungeon of Darkness. Await. Master, do you wish him bound?
There is no need of that. The vapors of sleep bind him more securely than any rope could.
Very well, bring him here immediately.
It shall be done.
You shall be a witness to a most important experiment, Quan Mu. And be assured that we shall not be disturbed as we were last night.
How can you be sure of that? Barlow and the boy must suspect that you caused Dunlap's disappearance. May they not come here and see if they can discover anything?
Perhaps. But while you slept last night, I ordered that a series of alarm bells be stationed at various points throughout my headquarters. These alarms are connected to various locations outside this house. Wu, remember the machine that held you prisoner a short while ago? The one that sank beneath the floor into the torture chamber when I moved the lever, while a false piece of flooring slid into place to hide the opening above us? Well, the thought recording machine is on that platform now. If anyone disturbs me, I need only move the lever again, and the machine with Dunlap in it will sink beneath the floor and continue to record his thoughts while our visitors walk over his head.
It is uncanny, too fantastic. I fear, Master, if you desert the real for the unreal.
Fear for yourself, if you will, Quan Mu, but not for me. By means of the real and the unreal, I shall conquer the world. Then and then only, when I am complete master, I will be satisfied.
Ah, here is your subject, Master.
Yes, yes. Place Dunlap on the table.
Yes, Master.
He sleeps soundly.
Yes, the vapors of sleep are powerful. You may go, sir.
Yes, Master.
Now, I shall begin my experiment. First, I shall make Dunlap fast to the table to make sure he cannot escape, should the effect of vapors of sleep wear off before I have the complete recording of his thought waves.
Now that I have a chance to study him closely, he seems harmless enough.
He is the most stupid of the secret police, Wu, but he is strong, fearless, a good partner for Clint Barlow, whose brain is as cool and sharp as a steel blade.
And he is the only man alive you fear?
Fear? I fear no one, but I respect the capabilities of my enemy. Now, let us proceed with the experiment. First, I slide this cylinder over Dunlap's head.
It looks somewhat like a diving helmet, such as deep sea divers use.
Yes, but instead of an air hose leading into it, there are wires and a very small but powerful device which clamps over the subject's forehead. Look, you can see it on Dunlap's forehead by looking through the glass over his face.
And that device reads his mind?
In a manner of speaking. Here, just behind the helmet, is the reception compartment which holds the film on which the thought waves are recorded.
But I do not understand. How can they be recorded on film?
The process is too complicated to explain at this time, Quan Wu. Suffice to say that when I snap on the black light or thought ray which is inside the helmet, it will project the thought waves and vibrations coming from the subject's head onto the film in the reception compartment. That film is then developed, I read it, and know all that I wish to know.
A wonderful device. Too wonderful almost to believe.
Seeing is believing, Quan Wu. Behold.
I can see nothing definite, and yet I feel as if I were witnessing a miracle.
You are. A miracle of science. At this moment, Dunlap's thoughts are being reproduced on the film in this compartment.
How long shall he remain under the machine?
Half an hour for the first time. I believe I can learn everything that I wish to know from Dunlap in that time.
Will he suffer any ill effects?
Not unless I decide to move this indicator up a notch. Then I could end Mr. Dunlap's promising career by his own mind, aided by several thousand volts of electricity.
The alarm. Someone is coming.
Ah. Then I shall send the table and all through the floor to the torture chamber below.
That will not interfere with the performance of the thought recording machine?
No, not in the least. But stand back, Quan Wu, unless you wish to descend with the table.
No, that one time was enough. Perhaps I can see from this window who is coming.
Take care that you are not seen. The secret police would recognize you in an instant.
I shall be careful. Master, it is the secret police. Barlow, Speed Gibson, and that Tibetan police chief.
Then hide yourself, Quan Wu, and send the men to their stations behind the walls of this room. If I give the alarm, I want them to fire without ceasing.
There is no danger of them hitting you?
No, I shall not give the alarm until I am well out of range. Now go. The police must be near the door by now.
Yes, Master, immediately.
And now to assume the walk and stoop of Paul Meunier.
Coming, gentlemen. I am coming, coming. Chief Depot, I'm surprised to see you here again.
Yes, Mr. Meunier, but our visit is far different from our last one.
Our last... But this gentleman and this boy have never visited me before.
Oh, yes, but we were disguised as Tibetan shepherds, Mr. Mounier. I'm Clint Barlow.
And I'm Pete Gibson.
Oh, no wonder I didn't recognize you. Why have you returned? To search my house this time?
No, this is curiosity, Mr. Mounier. We've heard so much about your inventions and your wonderful laboratory, we'd like to see it if you don't mind.
I see. Well, since your visit is friendly, there is no reason why you should not visit my laboratory. Come in, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
This house looks kind of haunted even in the daytime.
But I assure you, my boy, the only thing that haunts it are the winds that rise in the afternoon. Come. Please follow me this way.
You think we fooled him, Clint? Do you really think he believes we're here just to see his inventions?
Yeah, we'll soon find out, fella. I'll let him see you whispering to me. Come along.
Here we are. This is my workshop.
Boy, oh boy, what a lab. I bet even I could invent something with all this equipment and stuff around.
I shouldn't wonder, Speed. Is this not one of the most complete scientific laboratories in the world, Mr. Mounier?
Yes, it is, Chief Tipo. Now perhaps you can understand why I was so irritated over your raid last night, Mr. Barlow. My work is my life. To have it so unceremoniously interrupted was a great shock.
Well, I understand, sir, and I'm truly sorry. We secret police sometimes forget manners in the line of duty. And let me repeat that such a mistake shall not happen again.
Good. Now let me show you some of my interesting inventions. I have also some rare collections that may appeal to you.
Swell. Gee, I like collections.
Yes, but I'm more interested in your inventions, Mr. Mounier. May we see them first?
But of course. Let us go to that one over there.
Oops. Hey, watch where you're going, Steve. We don't want to trip over anything here.
But I didn't trip over anything, Clint. It was just plain floor I was walking on. Or was it?
What do you mean? What are you looking at, Speed? Get up from your hands and knees.
Look, Clint. I tripped over a ridge in this floor. Looks like it's a false floor or a trap door.